Yo, it's 10:27. I don't know if I'm gonna. I'll probably finish recording this and then fall back asleep. I'm kind of tired. Still. I'm in Boston still. Going home tonight after this last show. And I love Boston. I love hotels. But it'll be nice to be home. I like being home. I like sleeping in my bed. I like having Netflix on a TV. Why every hotel doesn't have Netflix on a TV? I'll never understand that. I've been in one hotel that had it. And just put it in there. What's the big deal? And I want to be with my cats. Just like to and sit on a couch watching TV with the cat. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. But Boston's fucking great. I seriously can't express enough how much I like this city. And I hated it before. Mostly because of like the Red Sox, Yankees thing. And but I always had friends from Boston. And I came here before. And it's just like, well, you know, it closes down too early for me. I wouldn't want to live here. Everything, it feels good during the day. And then at night, it gets stupid drunk because they close the bars too early. And and then it's just fucking weird, but so it's not without its problems. But New York City has got plenty of problems too. But whatever, great show last night. This place is the fucking best. The world. I never played a room like this. This many people. Luckily, I've been able to latch on to Mike Birbiglia, who can fill up these big rooms, and I get to feel what it's like. You know, because I didn't do it, but I got him to let me do it, so I sort of did something, right? Okay, whatever, let's look at the news, and then I'll go run on a fucking treadmill and pack up to go home. Oh, here we go. ISIS fighters having pledged to fight or die, surrender in mass. That's cool. You gotta surrender, ISIS. Yeah, don't. That's the other thing, you know, fight or die or surrender. You don't gotta fight or die. Just stop. You know, it's fine. You can surrender. I don't know what happens after you surrender, but I would encourage it. So that's a nice story. Lawsuit. Teen expelled for sitting for Pledge of Allegiance. Well, that's a dumb reason to get expelled. So I guess they'll sue. They'll have to let him back in. The ACLU will get involved. And then who cares? Sit, stand. It's the Pledge of Allegiance. You have to do it every day for no good fucking reason. It's a little weird. It's a little weird in a country that's supposed to, that we're all about free, and we are a very free country. I'm not trying to deny that, except in school. In school, you don't got that. And but if you're in public school, if you're in private school, they can do whatever the fuck they want. If you're in public school, and they're like, you got to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, that gets a little fucking weird to me. It's a little North Korea. You can't do school until you. You said I got a pledge yesterday. I got a pledge again today. You think? What do you think happened between today and yesterday? That I did join some kind of communist organization? Am I all of a sudden a Russian spy? Since yes, prove it. Pledge. It's weird. I think you should have to do it. Maybe, listen, I'm all for kids standing and taking the pledge. Let's say once a year. Do it at the beginning of the school year. And then maybe once at graduation. And then you get your high school diploma. Say I would just say do it at the high school. You could probably just let it go until the high school diploma. And then if you don't stand, be like, well, you don't pledge allegiance to the flag. You don't get a diploma. Then everybody will stand. I would stand for that. I stood for the pledge whenever they made me. I remember kids not standing. Teachers would just like shrug their shoulders. They didn't care. Because why would you? It's not a big deal. I mean, if somebody wanted to rescind their pledge, if somebody, I don't know, was like, I renounce, you still shouldn't get expelled. But maybe have the parents come in, have a convo, say, your kid's renouncing the flag. It's disruptive. And it's a little odd. What's this deal? I think you got a weird kid. Video shows Charlotte man had arms raised when police shot him. Ooh, well, that's not good. Shouldn't shoot that. With the hands up. That's what I'm going to say about that. Let's move on to the next story. Service dog attacked by fake service dog on the Sacramento light rail. Oh. I'm going to just try to size this story up from the headline. My guess is somebody had a real trained service dog. Because people get, like, you can just get like a fake service dog certification. I don't think there's any official one. You just get like my friend got one for his dog, so he could bring it wherever. And you put you get like a little vest and a little tag or whatever. But that they're not trained to be service dog. And I'm good with it. I'm like, whatever, bring your dog. What do I give a shit? Bring your dog. Bring him on the plane. Bring him in the restaurant and to serve good. But then, an actual service dog that's like trained to either be a comfort animal or for somebody with PTSD or seeing eye dog. Of course, those are the most famous. If you're a service dog, seeing eye dog, that's like the. That's like the CEO of service dogs, or the lawyer, the professional, the doctor. You'd be like, oh, why couldn't you be I'm a comfort dog. That's good. I'm providing. Yeah, but you don't. Well, you don't have to do anything except be a comfort. Oh, well, it's harder than you think. So I'm guessing somebody's just regular old dog. Went after somebody else's dog on the Sacramento light rail. Oh, well, Sacramento could use a little excitement. Hopefully the dogs are okay. And that's the only thing I want to make sure, that the other dog is okay. So I will check out this story. It's loading slow. I'm on the hotel Wi-Fi, I think, cut me off because I was watching too much YouTube. Well, not cut me off, but throttled me. Which is worse, throttling. Sacramento man is upset after his service dog was attacked by another passenger's fake service dog in Sacramento. I don't want a cane when people see me go by with my dog. it's a totally different vibe. They don't trip on this. I'm confused. I guess it's seeing eye dog. I don't want a cane. They don't trip on the, they trip on the cane. It sounds like the dog's fine. All right, let's just, I hope all dogs are fine. If you're gonna have a fake service dog, make sure it's chill. Let's do one more story and then we'll get out of here. Rapper Nelly released without charges after rape arrest. I don't know the details of that. I don't know whether it's good news or bad news. I guess it's good news for Nelly. Cigna drops OxyContin on employer-based plans. Sure. I guess they don't want you to have heroin. That makes sense. Puerto Rico cell phone service to be restored by Google balloons. Well, isn't that cool? All right, well, so they'll just like have like weather balloons with things on them or something with, I guess, some kind of transponder. Well, I'm sure that'll be, no water and no electricity, very the toughest, but no cell phone also. Jeez, I hope Google's giving them unlimited data on that. Data. I think I would always say data. Why did I just say data? I don't know. But I hope they get unlimited data. Because they're behind. They gotta get, you got a lot of things to look at, you know? Okay. Let's stop now. This was good. I mean, it wasn't a good episode, but let's be honest, by the standards of this piece of shit show, this wasn't a bad episode. It's a bad episode if you measure it against the whole podcast universe. But why would you do that? Each podcast is different. You can't do that. You can only measure it against itself. Right? No, I guess you really have to measure it. Who cares? I gotta go. I don't gotta go, but I wanna go. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.